I am married. I'm convinced of this. I am married to the sweetest woman on God's green earth. I mean, whatever rough edges I have, and there are quite a few, she more than makes up for. Never hurt a fly. Always concerned about others first. Very few people in this world have ever seen her mad. I can be in the middle of a good rant or have a bad day, and she can just put her hands on my face and it all goes away. There is no telling what kind of rapscallion I'd be if God had not put her in my life nearly four decades ago. But I have found her Achilles heel. I have found the thing that will move her to irritation at near warp speed. I have found, y'all, I have found Supergirl's green kryptonite. It is so much of a thing that I can usually tell by the pace of her footsteps coming from one room to whatever room I'm in that it's happening again. And that sweet little bitty woman will have a good mad going in mere seconds, come into the room with a look that tells me I better stop what I'm doing and address a situation. So, pray tell, you may be asking, what could generate such a proclivity to consternation? Geese. You heard me. Geese. Canadian geese, to be specific. Nasty yard vulture creatures. Feathered pigs, if you ask me. Look, a few years ago, we moved to a house on the water. After living in the same city-bound house for nearly 25 years, we now live on a quiet year-round slough just off the main channel of a river. And apparently, geese love our area. Canadian geese. That I thought were migratory, but no, they've apparently taken up a homestead on the banks of the Coosa River and the small lakes that dot our area, and they're pretty to look at. When we first moved in, we thought how quaint and endearing they were, and that wore off pretty quick. Y'all, they are loud, obnoxious, and just generally nasty creatures. Water buzzards, in my estimation. They are so loud, and you can never really figure out why they're so loud. It's like that family that takes up multiple tables in the restaurant, and they all shout and carry on like no one else is even there. They're so loud, you can hear them over a lawnmower. And, oh, by the way, they are territorial. They don't mind fighting with anything or anyone, for that matter. They'll spread out those wings and raise that neck and make noise like someone using an air horn on a Mack truck. I always know that if I come home at the end of a workday and I find pots and pans and big metal spoons by the back door that my sweet wife has been out in the yard banging metal pots trying to get those water buzzards out of the yard. So by now you may be thinking, what's the big deal? I mean, so they squawk, so what? No, that ain't even the half of it. The big deal is because these are some nasty creatures. I mean, like nasty, like very nasty. Have you ever seen goose poop? I mean, wow. Y'all, the average goose poops the size of a dog. They do. And did you know that the average goose poops upwards of 100 times a day? 100 times a day. The average goose is said to literally poop 2 pounds of goose poop every single day, and they travel in flocks, herds, gaggles, whatever they are, a bunch of them. I once looked out my back door early in the morning, and I counted no less than 60 geese in my backyard at one time. 60! Imagine that times 100 poops per day. Y'all, that's 6,000 goose poops in one day. That's upwards of 120 pounds of goose poop. Nasty water vultures, that's what they are. Can you tell that I bear the emotional scars from the goose wars? They apparently graze nonstop, and whatever goes in one end comes out the other in record time. So if you ever hear me talking about something that happened so fast that it moved like scoot through a goose, well, now you understand. Scoot through a goose moves at an amazing speed. All right. So why am I saying all this? This is not Phil's Wild Kingdom podcast, right? Am I just going to do a monologue about the perils of life with geese? No, but I could. So here's where I shift gears and I use that as an analogy. Now that I've given you that amazing and overly awkward visual image about goose poop, let me just say that what we see happening every day with money being freely printed and spent wantonly in the world of politics, it's like watching Scoot go through a goose. Like what happened in Alabama's House of Representatives back in 2023. At the state level, it was still wrong. It was disheartening, to be honest with you. It was not deliberative. The House leadership took a $1 billion spending bill and they pushed that sucker through the House legislative process like scoot through a goose. $1 billion should never be spent without clear deliberation. I'm sure they'll say, well, it went through the committee process, did it? Did it really? Not a single amendment in committee on a $1 billion spending bill, and then it came to the House floor and only three representatives, three out of 105, only three dissented. Only three members had the brass to say, "Hold on!" But they were run over and the bill came to the floor in near record time, while most members of the House were just staring at their social media on their phones. Apparently the governor had asked for a shopping list of line items for surplus funds, and the House just rolled over and shot it out on the floor like goose in my backyard. Well, it should not be that easy to take a wish list from the executive branch and just pass it through without a single amendment and limited opportunity for debate. But they passed that $1 billion in Alabama like scoot through a goose. And what I'm hearing from some members of the legislature is that they were told, "This is it, get on board." Nary a flicker of dismay or even recognition. $1 billion flashed through the Alabama House of Representatives like scoot through a goose. But listen, it's no better in D.C., maybe worse. Decimal points mean nothing when major spending bills come along. Nancy Pelosi could care less what was in that Obamacare bill, right? She said, quote, "We'll have to pass it to see what's in it." Republicans and Democrats both have no compunction about $1 billion here and $1 billion there. Nothing beats the wanton amount of fiscal scoot passing through the legislative goose like we've seen during the Biden years, though. The so-called Inflation Reduction Act wiped out tax cuts in order to raise new revenue and then promptly spent more than it was allegedly designed to raise. $783 billion in new revenue, but $891 billion in new spending. All to address three more years of payments on Obamacare and fight back on climate change. Although any of you, by the way, who bought groceries since that pile of scoot was passed in August of 2022, you likely haven't seen any of your inflation reduced, have you? Not a whit. Then there was the biggest scoop pile of them all, the so-called $1 trillion Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act. Originally intended to be a mere $500 billion, it then grew to $750 billion like magic in the middle of the debate. Then it got really fun when Democrats realized they could shove this thing through with the help of a few moderate Republicans, and lo and behold, we ended up with a scoot-filled pork spending spree that finally passed to the tune of $1.2 trillion. Over $550 billion of that was new spending on top of what Congress had ever been authorized to appropriate before. 2 years later, they are still trying to figure out how to spend it all. It's one of the largest single spending bills in the history of mankind. I didn't even touch on the $54 billion CHIPS and Science Act. And don't get me started on the $1.9 trillion Omnibus American Rescue Plan Act, and even under the Trump administration, we had the $2 trillion CARES Act to try and bring relief from the pandemic shutdowns. All of that happened in just 4 years. Look, somebody needs to slow down the bowels of government spending. Spending $1 million, $1 billion, and certainly $1 trillion should never be a quick matter. $1 billion extra dollars laying around should be a serious and well-informed debate. State and federal politicians, they act more like a bunch of water vultures, acting and eating everything in sight with $1 billion blowing out of there like scoot through a goose. Bottom line is, y'all, we need to rein in government spending. We need to bring some fiscal sanity back to it all. That's my philosophy.